Blog Talk Radio.
I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work. It's faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me.
Good afternoon, everyone. The Anointing Full Gospel Center of the Anointed Women's Ministry just says thank you for joining us this Friday, September the 22nd. We just thank you for taking your time, your lunch break to spend with us. And we just say thank you. We welcome you to invite others. We welcome you to participate with us during this time. And we just thank God for you. We thank God for this time that you have invited us into your space to be able to share various topics and things that we all experience and that we all go through. So today's topic is something that came to me recently because, again, every experience that we share may not be the exact time someone else is going through, but it is something that we all can relate to. All of us have a path. All of us have gone through things that is not necessarily as favorable in our experiences, but it all has purpose, if I can say it that way. So in this topic today is referencing illusions of our past. And as I mentioned before, illusion is something that deceives or misleads intellectually. And so what does that mean in reference to the topic today? And so if we take time to think about our past experiences, how do we react to them? Why do we react to them? How has that affected us? And all of us may be familiar with copy and pasting from a computer. You can be typing something or you want to place an image or words from one place to another. And then so you use the copy and paste method. You copy it from one place and you put it in another. And oftentimes when we do that, it makes our computer experience a lot quicker, more efficient, and it just makes the process a lot better. But even though in the computer world, that is beneficial. But in our everyday lives, it may not be something that is always necessarily good for us. Because again, our past has been settled. Our past cannot be changed. It cannot be altered. And in the book, When I Am a Survivor by Margaret L. Moore, again, I've mentioned it over and over again because it is something that is not just read. It's not a book that you just read, but it is a reference guide. And in the chapter we're going to talk about today is a few points I want to talk about because, again, this book is a reference guide. No matter where we find ourselves, no matter where we see ourselves at this moment, I guarantee you that you will make it. And that by going back to the book, I guarantee that I can say it for myself, can be an encouragement to you, could be a reminder to you, can enlighten for you or even for someone else. And so in the book, we're going to take a few things out of chapter 7, which references getting beyond the past. And as we know, our past, we can't get into a time machine and press a button and all of a sudden we're back at that point in our lives that we would like to be, you know, like things to be, you know, happen differently, do things differently. The reality of it is that cannot happen. And what I want to mention in reference to that actually comes from page 82. And the quote reads, "The past has control over moving you in the place life calls no return. It's no return because what you do or do not do is forever settled and recorded." And I want to stop there because in our past, there are things that have happened. A lot of us would always want to remember those times and memories in our past that would make us feel as if we're driving down the highway or driving down a coast and our hands are up in the air. We're getting ready to go to a vacation destination with so much joy and expectation of a good time, a pleasurable experience that's awaiting us. We all would like for our past to bring us that kind of excitement, that kind of joyous memory. We would love to be able to have that. Those memories that we can recall to put a smile on our face or even a tear of joy. But the reality of it is our past may have impacted us, how we think, approach uncomfortable situations, relationships, or even our parenting skills based on what we saw, heard, felt, or done. While those experiences we would love to have, those joyous and memorable, those tearful joy experiences, the reality of it is that have experiences. The truth of it is that are painful, uncomfortable, hurt to recall, and the like. And the copy and paste moment is by copying the effect, those reactions, those responses of our past and pasting it in our present, giving us that illusion, that false reality that wants to keep us trapped in our past, wants to keep us living by that copy and paste method. And unlike many of you, I have many copy and paste methods that I would not like to admit to, but the reality of it is it happens. And if all of us be honest with ourselves, that has happened to all of us because of a situation that happened, because of hurt that has happened. And sometimes we look at our past as being when we were a child. That is true, but it can also be with yesterday, a year ago, 6 months ago, that may have affected us, that may have hurt us, is anything that has happened before. And based on how that affected us and how we responded to it, oftentimes in one, if we have not done a few things that I'm going to mention further along, those things will be that copy and paste. Because when that situation happens again, when that scenario happens again, when that person does something that reminds you of what happened, it's kind of like when I was younger, my mom would tell me to go clean my room and I would hide things on his bed or hide things in the closet and throw some over it, hoping she won't look down the closet to see how big of a mess it actually is. Sometimes we'll do that when those experiences happen, when those hurt, when those the uncomfortable situations arise in our past. Those uncomfortable experiences, those traumatic experiences, we tend to hide it under the rug. We tend to want to push it in the closet, not wanting to deal with it, not wanting to confront it, thinking that by doing that, it's going to help me to live a better life. By doing that, it's going to help me to live that more abundant life that I so desire, that I see on the news, I see in other people, and I think, okay, well, great, they must not ever have gone through the things I've gone through. So if I push the things under the rug and if I hide them in the closet, then I too can have that. But the illusion, the false reality of it is that confronting it is what enables us to live that kind of life. Dealing and accepting whatever the situation is. Because at the end of this topic, I want to encourage you with this, is that it doesn't just happen once. This is an everyday experience. Every day we are confronted with something, the challenges of today. And something that I heard recently from my pastor is that, look, this is the reality. The reality is the moment that we are in. The reality is the breath in this moment that we have. That's the truth. And there is going to be situations and challenges of today. And if we don't embrace and face it for the reality that it is, we will copy and paste over and over and over again, expecting something different, expecting what we desire, the greater, the more, the pleasurable, the peaceful, the sound mind, the hope, the reassurance. We will expect that.
by copy and pasting the same response, the same action, same behavior. Look, I'm not saying anything that I don't know. I've experienced it. But I am grateful to God He opens our eyes to be able to recognize these things. And what I've said a while ago, it comes from awareness. Things that I have learned from my pastor, being taught about, being aware of self, all of that correlates. Because if you're aware and see, well, why am I going through this again? Why is this happening again? Same thing over and over. Because guess what? We can't change what other people do. Though we would like to. We would like for them to do what we want them to do, or we want them, or we would want this or we want that from people. We have that expectation, and that's when this will come in because they did not live to that. But the reality of it is not their responsibility for us. It is ours. And that was one thing that I can say, one of the many things I got from the book, especially in chapter 7. Is that it talks about a few things, and it talks about the reality. It talks about the accountability. It talks about the keys for how to look for greater, because it is not beyond your reach. It is actually a lot closer than you think, and I will get into that as we go forward. But again, those familiar actions, and I want to go into a few points that can help to remember during this process. Because like I said, like how I used to think of it, one and done. I recognized this was a situation. I recognized this is how I responded. I recognized this was the action. I recognized that was the experience that I've had in the past. I recognized how they've hurt me. Okay, I see it. That's it. I got it. I can move forward. I don't have to deal with that anymore. But what I was reminded recently, which is something I know I'm not the only one, is two things, process and patience. Just because we come into the knowledge of something doesn't mean that we don't have to go through the process. And when I was thinking about that prior to getting on the broadcast today, it's like wearing the coat of wisdom. You know, you gotta put that on. Wearing the wisdom from our past. We've got to put that on. And when it's cold outside, you just don't put on the coat and then you take it off. No, you got to wear that because it's necessary. Wear it when it's raining. Wear it when it's windy. Wear it when the winds are coming and it's cold outside. We've got to wear that wisdom, that knowledge that we've obtained, and be patient with ourselves, with myself, and in identifying that this is a process, and that process is addressing the reality in the present. Whatever that present moment requires, that's what we've got to tend to, is that moment. And so on page 83, I want to read this. And again, it's found in chapter 7, Getting Beyond the Past. And it reads, although the past is the past, it does not disallow or make it impossible to put away pride, walk in forgiveness, rekindle and restore relationships, and retrieve what is lost. Here are three golden nuggets to restore in your present memory bank. These three things is something that I believe that if we hold on to them, write them down, revisit them, will help us. Because again, just because we may learn something today does not mean we're not going to need it tomorrow. So the three nuggets are, first, to forgive your enemy. Have a way of messing with their relationships that are dead, that are now dead. Allow them to be buried. Third, your past may be over, but not your future. And again, like I mentioned about those great memories, those great past experiences, where we love to always, that we would love to think that that's how our past always was. We never had to be confronted with the neglect, with the guilt, the broken relationship, but our past is what it is. But what I want to encourage you and pinpoint about five things out of this quote. It's coming in page 84, and it reads, getting beyond the past and experiencing a new place in life should be a time to accept what has happened, forgive, move on, and look for greater things that are ready to happen. Allow others to be who they are and who they want to be. But most of all, give yourself, myself, permission to live to the greatest extent possible. And your dreams and desires can also be fulfilled simply by letting go and moving beyond the past. This is a good time to change your thinking and perspective regarding past experiences, especially those that may not have succeeded. Most of all, make a conscious decision to exit the past, move on, and walk in the present moment that awaits you, end quote. So out of that, ton of things were said out of that. And again, I encourage you all, if you don't have the book, you can find it on Amazon. If you do have the book, go back to chapter 7. Again, it's found, this quote is found on page 84. And the at least the first four things I want to address is by giving us that hope, that encouragement for today. And the first thing that was said in the quote is accept what has happened. In other words, come into that agreement to what has happened, because more times than once, I know for me, we want to reject it. I want to forget that it happened. I want to forget that experience. I want to forget the look on that person, my abuser's face, and what they did to me, what happened, the words that they said, the way that I felt. I want to forget those things. I want to forget those experiences where I felt disappointed and rejected. But when, after reading this and over the course of these past almost over 10 years, I have been helped and guided to come into a better understanding of this simple thing, is when you come into the agreement of what has happened, it does not make the other person right. It doesn't make that you are in agreement that what happened was the good thing. No. But what it does do is that it enables us to be free to move. Not that we agree with it, not that it was right on what had happened, and most importantly, not that the way you felt about it was belittled, because it was hurtful. It was traumatizing. It did impact our lives. It did impact how we raise our children. It did, in fact, impact how we have relationships with our coworkers, with our friends, family, with our spouses. It affected all of that. So the reality of the pain that it happened, oh, it's real. So it's not to belittle the effect. It's not to belittle, but what it does is that it helps us to accept that it did happen. And like I said earlier, we can't change the past. And one of the things that was quoted in the book is that it's settled and recorded. It has already been done. There's nothing we can do about it. But all of us, the eternal, universal law is that whatever we put in, we will get out. So they will have to deal with the consequences that they have done towards you, towards me. But what helps us how to move forward and dislodge that copy and pasting in our lives is to being able to accept what happened so we can move on to the second step. And the second thing that was mentioned in that quote on page 84 is that is being able, forgiveness, referring to cease by coming to an end of the emotion of the displeasure or the resentment that was caused. Forgiving the choice, actions, or words. Ceasing the emotional displeasure. Like I mentioned before, yeah, that hurt. Yes. it was real. Yes, it happened. But all of this is not for the benefit of the other person or the situation. Remember, the reality of it is that it's settled. We can't change it. But what we can do is learn how to dislodge our heart from it, our thinking, our perception, because there is greater things that await you. There are greater things that await me. But there, like I mentioned earlier, like I have to tell myself, there is process, and often have to be reminded there is a process to this. And like I mentioned in reference to chapter 7 in the book about accountability and responsibility, we have what it takes. And though recounting those past experiences and how it affected us, yes, it does hurt. Yes, we're reminded of those experiences, but it helps us to be able to move on by doing that second step, and that's forgiveness. Because if we can't acknowledge what happened and accept what happened, you can't forgive. We got to accept that, yes, that happened. Now we can move on into forgiving them, being able to detach from that emotional displeasure or the resentment that was caused, either by the choice that was made, the actions, or the words, being able to forgive. And that brings us to step 3, which is to move on. The 2 previous steps enable us to move on, because how the weight of wanting to ignore what happened, like I mentioned how we hide stuff, how I used to hide stuff in the closet when I'm supposed to be cleaning and toss it in the closet, or sometimes we brush stuff under the rug, under the bed to try to get rid of it, don't want to see it. That being able to do step 1, step 2, is the same as that parent coming into that room and saying, you need to clean that stuff in that closet. You need to get the stuff from under the bed. It helps. In other words, we're addressing it and no longer ignoring or wanting to push it behind us, because the effect of it is what we're copying and pasting, our responses or how we react to relationships or how we react with people, or simply because of what we experienced before. And it goes on and it say, and the unforgiveness, being able to no longer carry that weight, it frees us to move beyond that experience. Step 4 is the part that is the greater. And it quotes and it talks about, look for greater things that are ready to happen. And as all of us, we have heard that there is greater yet to come. And I believe that. That's the essence of what I believe that step 4 is talking about. There is greater beyond, because our past will want to keep us on lockdown. Like when we was in, you know, during the time with COVID and every part of the world was on lockdown, I remember my job, we had to get a letter, actual letter, printed. I had to keep on me that if I ever got stopped, I can present that letter to show that I have to go to work. I have to be on the street. We were on lockdown. Our path will keep us on lockdown. Those experiences, those choices we feel guilty about. I wish I didn't do this. I wish I didn't do that. I feel ashamed. I feel not good enough. I feel neglected. Why did I not do that choice right? Why did I not do that? It will hold us in a place of lockdown, not being able to move past it. Our choices will reflect that lockdown experience. It is very sad. The person now that, for example, the country is open now, you can travel, you do whatever you want to do now, how the world puts it. And it's very sad, a person who now knows that, but yet doesn't leave their house, doesn't do anything, because they still believe they're still on lockdown. They still have to operate in that lockdown mode, lockdown experience. That's what happens with us. We're in that lockdown mode by living a repeated cycle of copy and pasting, because this person said this to me today. I'm going back to what somebody did to me 10 years ago, and I'm responding the same way. I'm responding the same habits. I'm responding the same mindset. I'm yet thinking the same. When people said I wasn't good enough, when people said that I can't make it, when people said that you are not good enough and that who would want to be with you? Who would want to have you because of what you look like, because of what it, because the lack of education you have, or because the way your body is shaped, because of how you were in that relationship? Who would want to have you on their side? Who would want that? So our perception is that same way. When a person says, well, I'm going to go this way or I'm going to do that, we tend to revert back to what's familiar. Whatever that situation may be, if they remind us of a past situation, we operate in that lockdown mode, reacting the same way. But what encouraged me in step four, again, is that we've all been encouraged by looking for the future, looking for the better. Well, all of that is true, like I said, and I believe that. Out of that statement, the word ready is what excites me. Because while the past hurts, and I've copied and pasted more than I'd like to admit to, it's the ready to happen. Like the greater is like an overexcited child waiting for the amusement park gates to open. That child is so ready to experience the greater that he knows is awaiting him beyond the gates. Not the person next to him, not the people in line behind him. He is an expectation of the greater that is awaiting him personally. And that's what awaits us. It awaits us for that. It's like something that is getting ready to be unleashed, something that's already there. You have that greater. The greater is not so far, but is ready to become yours. The expectation of the greater for you is now, not later. And again, the final point that I want to mention is when referencing about sometimes we got to allow others, this is the quote, it says, allow others to be who they are and who they want to be. But most of all, give yourself permission to live to the greatest extent possible. And your dreams and desires can also be fulfilled simply by letting go and moving beyond the past. I would be lying if I said, oh, it's easy, it's simple, it's 4 hours, and tomorrow you're good to go. No, it takes time. But be patient with yourself. And in that final quote, sometimes accepting other people's choices, other people's decisions, doesn't always feel good. But being able to move on and live our best life by becoming who we desire to be, not what our past has said, not what people have said. Because what I was reminded recently is that people have gone on. They are living their best life. They ain't even thinking about what I'm going through, what has happened to me. They have no concern about it. But by being able to follow these steps, wherever you may be in the process, there is something greater that awaits us. And in Ecclesiastes 1:9 reads, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. So learn to embrace what you may be needing to do today. Every day has its own stuff that help us to handle situations, people, and even ourselves. So again, this is not something that you just learn and done. No, this is something that literally has helped me even today to be able to walk every day. Because it's not something, again, that you just do it one time, you know it one time, and you're finished with it. No, this is something that I was recently reminded. This is every day. Every day something has happened. Every day somebody said or did situation happened. But learning how to accept it, learning how to forgive, learning how to move on, and learning how to be able to expect for something greater. And every day, not just from that past experience, but today, So again, like the Bible reads, that look, nothing new under the sun. So by being able to have the tools, the keys needed to be able to unlock the purpose for today and be able to live in reality and no longer copy and paste, then we'll be able to experience the greater. So that is it for today. We thank God for you. We thank God for sharing your time with us. We thank you very much, and we just pray that God will continue to keep you all, to strengthen you all, and we thank you again for all that has been done and the time that you have shared with us. We just say thank you. And until the next time, be blessed.